much.
The Olam learned Siman Reish Samach Beis, which Be'ikar centers around the Zman Amila. We're going to discuss tonight the Zman Amila, when Mila's Bezmana, and when Mila's Shaloi Bezmana. And also, if they both come together, Bezmana Shaloi Bezmana. The Shulchan Aruch begins in Reish Samach Beis. Ein malin achatana tzachama b'yoyim ha-shmidi l'leidasai. The Shulchan Aruch is speaking about a mila b'zmana b'yoyim ha-shmidi. So the Shulchan Aruch, you should start from netzachama. B'di'evet, m'sh'olam u'dashachar yotze b'di'evet from the alois is fine. V'chol ha-yoyim kasha l'mila, you could do it any time b'yoyim ha-shmidi, any time during the day. Elosh is rizim akdim l'mitzvah. When one starts b'yoyim ha-shmidi, is rizim akdim, and you should really rather do it as early as possible. So first, the din v'chol ha'yom kasher l'mila, you could do mila the whole entire day. Any time during the day is kasher. The makor is the Mishnah Megillah. The Mishnah Megillah daf chaf. These two mishnayos that discuss the mitzvahs shemitzvasam kol ha'yom. The Mishnah Megillah daf chaf ain't koyin es ha'megillah v'loy molin. You can't do mila v'loy toivlin v'loy mazin. All the different dinim that are negayed by yom. And Mamela Bazak the Mishnah, you should do it from Nate, Ubidiyevit Shakulam Ma'adamuda Shachar as kosher. Then the Mishnah says, Kola Yoim Kosher. This din that when you start from the Alois the Nate, Zak the Mishnah Namad Beis, Kola Yoim is kosher, Lakriyas Amagilo, Lakriyas Halal, the whole day. And that's the din the Shulchan Aruch says, Kola Yoim Kosher Lamila. The Shaila I want to ask you is, I was bothered with a Shaila like this. Why? In the first Mishnah in Masechtas Brachas, by Hector Chilovim Ve'Varim, these are din, Be'etzem Mitzvaseis Kol Alayla. Lamaisa Chachamim said, they should only at Chatzos. Why only at Chatzos? Really, this man is the whole night. Why did they say to Chatzos? That's what they said. Oh, Mishnayis. So if that's the din, that by night they said, at Chatzos L'Harchik Es Adam in Avera, why by Mila don't you say the same din? By Mila, the etzim the din is Kol Ayoyim, you should say at Chatzos L'Harchik Es Adam in Avera.
The Oyin and Shein of the Gemara says, Tafka by Laila, by Zman Krishma, just by night, the Choshef Oyin and Shein. You're going to sleep at night, so you're going to take a nap, you're going to fall asleep all night, you're going to miss this night.
Good. Another teretz. Yeah, here. Another teretz. Tosfos asked the Shaila, not Lagabi Mila, but Tosfos asked the Shaila in Lagabi Shlomim. A Shlomim is brought L'Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad. So Frek Tosfos, why is Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad? Why didn't they make a Tachana Gzeira that the second day of Shlomim, Shlomim would be eaten today, tonight, and tomorrow? So they should say Shlomim, the Zelba Zach is also, Tosfos asked the Shaila, but they gave something else. Shlomim, you should say that a Shlomim that's eaten today, tonight, and tomorrow, Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad, Frek Tosfos, why didn't they make a Tachana Gzeira that you could only eat it the second day at Chatzos? As if Frek Tosfos in Ezeneshech, the end of Ezeneshech, it should be Nechal, only at Chatzos. So Zok Tosfos, the Lashon at Tosfos. Different than Reb Eli was saying, a different Zok Tosfos, that it's Nikir, the Nikiru Masa Yeshkiya Sachama. A person knows when night comes in. The Nikiru Masa Yeshkiya Sachama. Aval Balayla, by night it's not Nikir. By night it's not Nikir. What's the Pshat? One second. So Zok Tosfos, by day, it's nicker when the night comes in. So Mamela, they have no problem. You can eat a shlomo up until the night because you're not going to run into the night. You know when night comes in. Mashenkin, by night, something shemitzvase belayla, it's not nicker when the night ends, when the day starts. That means when the alois is. What's the hezber? The hezber is, like Rashi explains, what's the pshat that l'tchatchilo, you should do all the mitzvah shabayim from the nates. B'di'evet, you could do it from the alois. What's the pshat? Why is the alois considered day? If alois is considered day, so why is it only b'di'evet? What's the hezber? Why is it only b'di'evet to start from the alois l'tchatchila, only from the nates of Rashi? Because it's not clear to people when exactly the alois is. It's still dark, and it's not exact when the alois is. So memela, Letchatchila, wait till the nates, it's starting to get light here, it's Klor day. Mashing and Alois, it's not very clear. But be a Soida, if somebody would know for sure when the Alois is, Avad, you could do it from the Alois. Mela, but yeah, but that's from the Alois is good. Mela, that's why, just a second, Mela, that's why by night, a mitzvah, davish mitzvah, se balayla, hektachalom, vevarim. If we're going to let you go the whole night, we're afraid that you're going to go into the day also, because it's not klar. Mashenka, by day, something that's by day, we're not worried that it's going to go into the night. So, mela, by mila, it's very klar. We can let you do mila up until shkia, because we're not worried that you're going to go into by night.
Now, when you wrote the car until too early, because the phone is, they thought it was a chama, but it was more one, like they came up.
The light, you could be tired that the light is Taka the Levonis light, you're saying. You're being Mazba, why we had a Mokam Toyas is, even without it stamp, because you don't see yet the light, but you're saying you would see the wrong light and you'd be tired and that it's really the Levon, it's not the Alois yet.
Even at night, you should be able to make mistakes.
That's a shaila for itself. It's a huge sugi. When what's been a shmasher's one? But we know no one. There's no mokum to shkia when the sun goes down. Either late rabbeinu tam.
So cases, I think that thought it was late time and then turned out it was day.
It's always Yom Ha'unin, it's always Shaykh, but they weren't, for so that, these certain things that Yom Ha'unin, they were Goyzel, like, after this, they weren't Goyzel Yom Ha'unin, but for a regular, on a regular basis, a person could be Toya by night, by day, be a Soyd, you see when the sun goes down. Atkan we will Mazveh, just in general, the mitzvah's meal of Yom Ha'shemidi is the whole day. Zokta Shulchan Aruch, Ella. Zrisa Makdima Lemitzvahs, and you're supposed to start off to do it first thing in the morning. The Shulchan Aruch, you should do it right away. What's the makor for the din of Zrisa Makdima Lemitzvahs? So it's a Gemara Psachim Daftal Rabban Aleph. And interesting enough, the Gemara, the Brisa that brings the din of Zrisa Makdima is actually speaking by Mila. The Gemara is handling by Legabe Psachim de Gesugi, and the Gemara speaks, brings Zrisin, and the Gemara says, you know what, the Brisa says, the Yom Hashmini, Menai, that is a din's reason that you should do it first thing in the morning. Zakti Gemara, Vayashkem Avram, Vaboyker, that is a din's reason, Makdima Lemitzvahs, to do it. You see, Avram Avinu got up to do the mitzvah of the Akedah, he got up early in the morning. So Zetzachos is a din's reason, Makdima Lemitzvahs, Amelod is a halacha that the Mila, a person should do the first thing in the morning. One could declare in the din of Zrizin, is reason an obligation that you should make sure that the mitzvah is earlier, or it means even the preparations for the mitzvah? Which means, Vayashkim Avram Baboikir, just an understanding, Avram Avinu got up in the morning, Ashkam in the morning, Lamaisa totally did the Akedah, totally got to the Akedah, it was much later. Maybe Avram Avinu should have got up already in the middle of the night, so like this, you could have done the Akedah at 8 o'clock in the morning. To say in Zrizim Akdimin, by Mila, handle by Mila. By Mila, when a person is a din Zrizim. So the pshat is that a person has to do everything that the, right away the Mila, or Zrizim Akdimin means to get involved to be able to eventually do the Mila. The Erechaim on the Pasuk of Vayashkem Avram asked the Shaila why Avram Avinu didn't go the day before. Because there's no Nevuah only by Yoim. So obviously he heard it the day before. See, as a cheshman, it wouldn't have been enough time, and also not to scare Sarah. Toisvis on Vayashkem Avram Baboikir, and that Gemara and Psachim, Toisvis asks a shaila. How do you know Zrizim Akdima LeMitzvis? Because you see the Pasuk says, Vayashkem Avram Baboikir, Avram Avidu got up, Zrizim Akdima LeMitzvis. Frek Toisvis, I, the Gemara and Chulin says that we learn something else, we learn. Why didn't Avram Avinu go only by boiker? Why didn't he go by night? So the Teretz is because Al Yetzit Hamat Chacham Yechidi Balayla. So Frek Toisvis, I don't understand this pasuk of Ayashkem Avram Baboiker. What do you learn? Do you learn Zrizim Akdim LeMitzvus, or do you learn Al Yetzit Hamat Chacham Yechidi Balayla? So Frek Toisvis, Zokta Pnei Yeshua. I don't understand the Shaila. You know both. These both things you know from the pasuk. Why? First, state Vayashkem Avram Baboiker that Avram Avinu got up early. Zetzachos is a din zrizim akdim lemitzvus. But then these are not eyes. Reason makdim lemitzvos. Why didn't you get up even early, middle of the night? The teretz is al talmud chacham yitzchid balayla. As I zokta pre Yeshua to answer, he doesn't understand Taisus Hashaila. L'chayr, it's very clear. You learn both dinim. Sai talmud chacham yitzchid balayla, and sai is reason makdim. But what you see from here is l'chayr very clear that in the din's reason, he should technically Avraham Avinu should have got up even earlier, not to get up first thing in the morning and being stopping Isaac and head out to do the mitzvah, and the mitzvah will end up being a few hours later. Technically, Avraham Avinu should have got up even earlier, middle of the night, to be able to move the mitzvah back even earlier. That's how the Gemara, the Pnei Yeshua says how the Gemara in Chulin knows Talmud Chacham Yitzchid Balayla, because technically he should have gone out earlier. So that's the din's reason, makdimin, that a person should try to push back and do the mitzvah as early as possible. There's a whole shmuz in the Michtav Sefer, which is the son of the Chassam Sefer. He has a whole long tshuva that he discusses with his first cousin, Reb Label Eger, which was the enochal of Reb Kiva Eger. There's a whole nidin in those times about the moilim that they used to make big achanis and end up being, used to be, the bris used to end up being late. And there was a time the Lamaisa's reason makdimin. You can't the bris itself, the mitzvah itself, is supposed to be in a timely fashion early. There's a whole arichas back and forth. I have it printed out if you want to see it inside. I'll call upon him. He brings that's for sure. If the moils are yirei shemayim is one thing, but if stam to schlep out the bris, it's mamash ikuvin's reason makdimin. He brings even that by his father the Chassam Sefer, they used to daven earlier on a day that he was a bris. They used to daven earlier like this. The bris was early. Al tzriza makdimin. Yeah. So we have the din tzriza makdimin la mitzvahs. Why don't you do the bris before davening? If tzriza makdimin to do the bris, he's a din tzriza makdimin. Why don't you do the bris even before davening? The Aruch HaShulchan asks the Shaila, and the Aruch HaShulchan gives two terutzim. One terutz he says is that Lamaisa davening is tadr. You have a lot of mitzvahs that are tadr, tefillin and davening and kriyashma. So that's one reason why we don't do the bris before davening, before shachris. What Oidi says is that Lamaisa, if you're going to do the bris before, people are not going to be able to eat, be toyim, and there's a mitzvah of a suda after the bris. So maybe you do the bris after davening, but be a soidai, we would really do the bris before davening mitzad the din of zrizin or chasholchan.
Is not a din of zrizin makin than davening?
Mitzad deraisa.
Even davening could be deraisa. Good shaila and taka. People should attack it. Get up every day early mitzad the din zrizin. Kriyishma tefillin deraisa avada. So, Lamaisa, we davened, and we're holding now, we're doing the bris after davening. What happens? A person wants to push off the bris so more people could come. It's very common if, let's say, a bris is a Sunday. If a bris is a middle of the week, if you're going to push off the bris, the later the bris is, the less people are going to be there. But Sunday, adarava, you push it off, and the later you push, the more people could come. Relatives could come from out of town. So be'etzim, these are mila, and it's a legit mila. B'roiv amhadris melech. If you do the bris with more people, it beautifies the mitzvah. So should you push off the bris, it's b'roiv amhadris melech. Me'idach, you're going to lose out on zriza makdim l'mitzvahs. There's a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Beis. The Mishnah says that howl of every Yom Tov belongs to Shachris. Shofar, Tkiya Shofar, belongs to Musaf. This is like the Mishnah, which means when you, the one who davened Shachris, Howl goes with Shachris, and Tkiya Shofar, Tkiya is the Miyushev, before Musaf goes together with Musaf. So, Frek the Gabor, what's going on over here? Does the Howl go with Shachris because Riza Makdimen, we want to do it earlier, then Tkiya Shofar should also go together with Shachris because Riza Makdimen? Elamai, you're going to tell me that you know why we do Tkiya Shofar together with Musaf? Because Riza Makdim, because of, I'm sorry, B'roiv Amhadris Melech. The later we do it, the more people come, even the latecomers, and that's why we blow Shofar by Musaf to have more people. So frek the Gemara, halal should also go a musaf, because the nice will be beroivam hadrus melech for the halal as well. Zok the Gemara, the etzem halal with shachris is better, because reason makdim le mitzvahs. Aye, zrizim makdimin, so we should blow shofar also together with shachris. The teretz is that there was a gzeira, was a sakana to blow shofar by shachris. So mamela they pushed it off to do it, but musaf, and once they pushed it off, it stayed there, and that's why it's a musaf. To say it's be a soidai, zrizim is better. So you see, klar shofar would really go with shachris. Zrizim do shofar earlier, mitzvahs earlier. So the answer is very clearly. Sunday, if you can make a bris at 9 o'clock, or you can make a bris at 10:30, and 10:30 is going to have more people, you should still do it at 9 o'clock, because l'maisi have zrizim akdimin. The Chaya Adam, in Hilchas Zrizis b'mitzvahs, and Klal Samaches, the Chaya Adam, I'm just going to read you the Lashon, he's not handling by Mila, he says, Ulachain, Roy L'spal Arvis Miyad B'Yitzis HaKechavim, you should say, you should have Myriv right by Yitzis HaKechavim, if you're going to wait, there'll be more people. Still, mutif to be min azrizin than to berav am hadras melech. So b'meila azrizin makdimin, when you make a bris, try to make it. You should make it as early as possible. And the Arch HaShulchan says, "Moir de Galashan." I'll read the Lashon of the Arch HaShulchan over here in the Siman Reish Samach Bei Siv Ches. The Arch HaShulchan says, V'yeshlanu litzaveach al minig zmanenu shema'achron amila kama shoyis v'yoyim v'pnei shtusim shaloi bo'u kol akruim. They wait, they keep the bris on hold for all the people that were invited to the bris, didn't make it yet to the bris. U'kedoyim shtusim ke'ela. Then he says people push it off till after chatzos. But Zakhtar Archa Shulchan, zrizim akdimen, there's a din when you do the bris, you should do it. Avadim b'yoyim ashmini, you could do it the whole day. But lemaisi, there's a din of b'yoyim hashmini. There's a din of zrizim akdimin to do it the first thing in the morning. Atkan, we spoke about mila v'zmana b'yoyim hashmini. You could do it the whole entire day from the alois till shkia. Avada, there's a din zrizim akdimin to do it from the morning, but you could do it the whole day. Now, to bring out the understanding of b'zmanoi, let's move into a mila shaloi b'zmanoi. A mila shaloi bizmani, which means for whatever reason the mila was not done b'yoyim hashmini, and then a person continues not doing the bris. We saw this in Reish Samach Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rama says, Haga ubechol yoyim oivrim b'oinchem elu. Every day that there's a mila without the baby is an oral without a bris, yoivrim b'oinchem b'chol yoyim, every single day. So there's two things that one could clarify over here. Is it dafka one per day? Means every day that passes, you're over. Meaning to say is, within the day, that day, if it's 4 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 4 o'clock, it's all one iser if the day passes. Or you're over, not b'chol yoyim, but b'chol rega. Every single minute, every second is an iser. That's one thing that you could clarify. And then there's another shaila to be clarified. Is what happens if, let's say, on day number 15 the bris happened, does that undo the isurim of before? To be able to understand the musik, these are machlekes lagavi chorus, machlekes rabba meraivit. When does the chorus come about? Is the chorus only when somebody dies as an arul? Or is there a chorus even b'chayiv when the person's alive and he doesn't do a bris, these are chiyiv chorus? Sugya for itself. Everyone agrees that even if these are Isser Chorus as an Oral, if the person 20 years down the line does a bris and then he dies, so he's not Bar Chorus. It undoes the Chorus. That's Lekul Alma. Even if the Is Chorus, if he does a bris, it takes care of the Chorus. One could clear by Mila Shalei Bezmana that you're over every day or every second. Does doing the bris 10 days later, a month later, does that undo the Isurim? The Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Pesach brings a halach. If somebody's hoilach baderech, and he's traveling, and he remembers that he didn't get rid of the chametz. He's traveling somewhere. Where is he traveling? To do a bris. while traveling to do a bris, he remembers that he never got rid of his chametz. Zok the Shulchan Aruch, if Yeshois Bayoim to go back, so then he should go back and burn the chametz and then go do the bris. If there isn't enough time, what should he do? He should mevatel the chametz beliboy, which that's also fine. Bittel works, and then he should continue on to do the bris. Says the Mishnah Berura, it's the Magen Avraham, that that's all if it's not too late in the day Erev Pesach that you could still be mevatel, which means it's not yet Shah Shishis. Shah Chamishis, you could still be mevatel the chametz. So that's fine, you could be mevatel the chametz. So if there's not enough time to go back to burn the chametz and do the bris, so then be mevatel the chametz, and then whatever will be, and be mevatel the chametz, then you'll make it to the bris. To be able to go to the bris. But what happens is Shah Shishis, so then you're stuck, because by Shah Shishis, you can't be mevatel the chametz anymore. So what should you do? Zok the Magen Avraham, you should go back and burn the chametz. You should go back and burn the chametz. Why? Why should you go back and burn the chametz? If you're going to go back, you're not going to be able to do the bris. So Zok the Magen Avraham, because every minute that you have the chametz, you're being over. As is Zok the Magen Avraham. So Mamela, therefore, go back to burn the chametz, and the Mila is going to get pushed off. Get pushed off to a different day. It'll be pushed off Erev Pesach, the Chol HaMoed. Rather go and burn the chametz. So the obvious question is, 1 minute. You should go back and burn the chametz, because every minute that you have chametz, you're being over an Isser. Right? Erev Pesach, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you have chametz by mistake, and you have to do a bris. So go back and burn the chametz, because you shouldn't be over every minute of Isser of having chametz. But at the same time, l'chor, you're being over also, frek the Shaar HaTzion, that they ask, every minute you're being over on Mila also. One second. First of all, it's the Asay of Tashvisu. But the Shaila is by...
What's it called?
Bali Matzah. So what are you saying? So you're saying a lav is more than by Asay?
Mila, you're over with the Shabbat Asay. You're not doing the mitzvah.
So you're saying because there it's a lav and there it's asay. I hear. We'll use that teretz soon for the Dvar of Ram. Hopefully we'll get to it. That's the Shaar HaTzion says a different teretz. I hear what you're saying. You're saying it's more chamer, tashmiso is more chamer. Nochem al Dalem, here's the Shaila. The Shaila is that why should you go back and burn the chametz not to be over tashmiso? At the same time, you're being over on Mila every minute. So first of all, you see... No, not Karis. We're not talking. We're talking about Oinchim. Yeah, Oinchim B'chol Eilu is the Kul Alma. No. Karis is only Oichel B'chametz. To have chametz, you're not over... We're going to handle all the svaras, a lot of the svaras. This is an extra svar, but we're going to handle in a minute maybe that even Mila should be more, because Mila is Bakaris. Let's see. So Nachma, the Shaila is, I just want to move on. If the Mila is also, Frek the Shaar HaTzion, if Mila also Ya'iva every single second, so why should you rather do Bir Chametz rather than Mila? So he says like this. If it's Mila Bismanoi, so it's not a Shaila, because Mila Bismanoi, you're not Ya'iva every second. Mila Bismani, you have the whole day to do. You're going to tell some Mela, go burn the chametz, which you're over every second, rather than Mila, which Mila is really, Mila Fakir. Mila is, you're not over. Mila, you have the whole day. You're going to tell me if you're going to go to burn the chametz, you're going to end up not doing the Mila today, it's going to get pushed off. That doesn't bother me. Lamaisa Haint, you're being over right now every minute on Tashbisu, and you're not being over on the Mila, because like we mentioned before, you have the whole day. So Mila, go back and burn the chametz. But what happens when it's Mila Shaloi Bezmanai? Over there also you're going to tell me that you should go back to burn the chametz? L'maisa Mili, being over on every second as well. Zok the Shaar HaTzion Amoyer de Gezach, and with this will be Poshet, our Shiloh we had before. Zok the Shaar HaTzion, by Tashpisu, L'maisa, you are over on having chametz for whatever time you have. Even if afterwards you go and you burn the chametz, that stays. The isser of having chametz before stays. By Mila, Lamaisa's lashon is soif soif. Lamaisa, he was a Mila. Bashinga Mila, soif soif yom aloy soif. V'loy chaser elamash hishem alakayim. Enachanami, a person's over kol shah, kol rega, of not doing a Mila shalay bismanoi. But Lamaisa, once he does the Mila, it undoes the problem. So Mela, we were poshut, it's mavur, that a mila shaloi bezmana batsim is issa kol rega v'rega, not just once a day kol rega v'rega, but lamaisa when it comes later and he does it, he undoes the issue.
It's not
nitik. I'll take afterwards because I want to at least just be mash on this part. Kum tochayis like this. A mila bezmana is, there's only a din's reason to do it in the morning. Vashegen shaloi bezman, a person should do it right away. Not just on this reason, he should do it right away because if not, he's being oiver yisurim. Kum tochayis like this. We have very clear, it's different the mila bezmano and mila shaloi bezmano. Very clear, mila bezmano you have the whole day. Mila shaloi bezmano, the clock is ticking every minute. What happens if you have two brisen at the same time, whether the two babies are in the room or the moil gets two phone calls, both parents want to make a bris at 9 o'clock. One baby is a mila bezmana and one baby is a mila shaloi bezmana. Which one should be kaidim? So this is bris taira, but this is negeya to plug it in by us, which we're handling the clarkite of mila bezmana and mila shaloi bezmana. So which one should you do first? You have a mila bezmana and a mila shaloi bezmana. Lefi what we just said now, avada the mila shaloi bezmana should go first. Because mila bezmana, yeah, there's a din's reason to do it as early as you could, right? Do it as early as possible. But the din of the mila of shaloi bezmana, every minute that you're waiting, you're over an iser. So avada, you should do the mila, you should avada do the mila shaloi bezmana first. That's what l'chayri should come out. Be'idach, in the Gilyan Marsha, by us over here, brought in the Shulchan Aruch, he says you should rather do the mila bezmana first, because chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Lamai said a mila is the chamila of bezmana, that's the time. Shaloi bezmana is already pushed off, so maybe you should do the mila bezmana. The Dvar Avram, Sayin Chelek Aleph, he has one tshuva, that he has other tshuvas. The Dvar Avram says like this. He says, avada, you have to do the mila shaloi bezmana first. And he says like this. He says, azayit is a musig that tader v'she'enoi tader, tader kaidim, kol ha'makudish mechaveri, something that's more makudish goes first. These different dinim of hektim, by kachim, different places what goes first. But zok the Dvar Avram, that's only that if you're going to give kedima to the makudish mechaveri or the tader mechaveri, we're not going to be over on the iser. We're not going to be over on yidezeh klape the other one, the enoi tader. So mamele, you should do the dinner is going to be tader kaidim. Masha ain kein b'mokim, where if you're going to do the tader, an issue is going to come out, an iser is going to come out. Avad, there is no din kedima b'chlal. There's no din kedima for the tader for the mekudesh machaveri. Mamele is like the Dvar Avram, by a bris shaloi bezmanoi, every minute that there's no bris, you're over an iser. So mamele, you should rather do the bris, the mila shaloi bezmanoi. Now he says, when you do the bris, we know the chorus goes off, but he says very clear, when you do the bris, the iser never leaves. The iser that was done before, that the baby was an oral, that never gets removed. Not like we said before. And mamela, since the iser stays, avad the mila shaloi bezmanoi is going to be first. So what I want to bring out, kum techois la'er zed, if the iser never leaves from mila from before, let's just go back to the case of chametz. Someone has chametz and someone has to do the bris. You could very start clear now which one should come first. Maybe the bris should come first. But why? That's either one. Maybe there's no din kedima because both you being oiver and iser. But maybe even the bris should come first because it's shekein yesh by karis. Elio was saying before a svara maybe fakaret at chametz because it's a laf tasei. But that's the nidum that would come out now, that if the iser mila, the iser arla still stays, avadid is still going to be a din, afal pikein, he's still going to be a din, that's what he's going to be a din, that mila shaloi bezman al bikoidim. So just to be masakim, we have mila bezmano, which is a din, kol ayoyim, these a hider, which is a din hider, of zrizim akhtimi to do it the first thing in the morning. And then these are another din of mila shaloi bezmana. The pshat is, it's not, you don't have the whole day. Whenever you're able to do it, we'll learn vaitin, the smarim, they'll learn to the chayla, when you could do it. But once it's shaloi bezmana, once the zman comes in, you mechuyiv every single minute. And if you mechuyiv every minute, if you ma'akiv it, you over be surim.